equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Do you have a Bible? Oh, we tried that already. Do you have a Bible? Thank you so much. Turn it. 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John is not the 1 John in the New Testament. It's the 2 John in the New Testament. And in fact, there are two more. So there's the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And in all three of the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Johns, right before the book of Jude, right before the book of the Revelation, in the back of your Bible, they're all three on the same subject. The subject is love. Shout love.
Love.
For God is love. That's the shortest, most complete definition you will ever find anywhere of God. God simply is love. Love is not God, but God is love. Did you catch the distinction? Love is not God, so don't worship it. But God is love. Totally different ends of the spectrum. I want to bring your attention to verse number 18 of 1 John 4, chapter 4. I'm going to use two different translations. I believe it brings out the original meaning much better. So I'm going to speak first of all from the New International Version, and then I'll end the verse out of the Passion Translation. Are you ready? Here's what God's Word has to say. There is no fear in love. Wow. I've known a lot of marriages in my time. I want to remind us, there is no fear in love. I've known a lot of air quotes Christians, believers, Jesus followers in my 51 years of full-time gospel ministry, and I want to remind all of them, there is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. Here's why. Perfect love drives out all fear. Here's why. Because fear is attached to, or fear has to do with, punishment. God is not a God of punishment. You say, well, what about hell? Folks often are quoted as saying, I would never serve a God who would send people to hell. Can I make this announcement boldly and bravely? Neither would I. I am a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I would not serve a God who loved so little that he would purpose to send human persons to hell. In fact, God gave on the rugged, cruel, angry, mean, biting beam called Calvary, his only begotten Son to die on that rugged tree for the express purpose of giving every human person the opportunity of choice. I was raised through the doctrine of fear. God lives in heaven. He's up there where he's got lightning bolts, and he is not timid about using them. You get out of line. I tried to play Little League baseball. I was long and lanky, so I was a decent pitcher. I'd take the mound, and I would take my windup. Look for the sign, except I couldn't see it. I'd get my windup ready, And just before they'd give the signs, I'd do this. So the coach had to take me out the game. He said, "What are you doing? Do you have something in your eye?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Well, you keep closing your eyes. Are you afraid?" "Well, I'm afraid that if I don't pray before I throw this pitch, God won't help me." That's the way religion will do you. Religion will talk you out of everything God and His Word want to talk you into. You tell folks, "We're going to have a miracle healing and victory service, and God will heal you." And in the next 30 seconds, they'll give you 25 reasons why He won't. I don't know where we found this God. You could title this that. I don't know where we found this God that does not answer prayer, that requires some form of penance so that He will. I'm going to stand on this word. My God is a God of incalculable, unfathomable, unprecedented, undeniable love. Are you afraid to clap? Well, you don't know what I've done. He loves you anyway. Well, you don't know where I've been. He loves you anyway. Well, yeah, but no, but He loves you. God has an issue. He cannot, will not stop loving you, you scoundrel, you. God sends no one to hell. People go there by their own choice. He says, "Choose me. Have heaven and have blessing and have joy and have peace and have patience and have forbearance, have understanding, have revelation, have victory, be healed in your body, have peace in your mind." And then you try to talk Him out of it. Stop talking Him into it. He already made up His mind. Because God could swear by no greater, He swore by Himself. God said, "If I fail my word to perform it, I'll give my throne to you. In fact, I'll get off the throne and I'll give it to that defeated underling Lucifer that I cast out of heaven before I will not perform my word on your behalf. I love you." If you, being earthly fathers, know how to give good gifts to your children, throughout all ages, angels sing. Oh, love of God. It's not like that husband of yours either. You get his eggs soft-boiled instead of hard and feel a slap across your face. That's no husband. That's no father. That's a man in need of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. A mama who abandons you. That's not the love of God. That's human love. It's bankrupt without Him. Try as you may and try as you might, you'll never be the husband you should be. You will never be the father to those children they deserve. Not without Him and not without fully surrendering to Him. You cannot have your life and His too. You got to trade. You got a trade. Say, I'm not afraid of punishment. Because he who is constantly afraid of punishment has not reached love's perfection, God's perfect love. You with me so far? Can I dig a little deeper? Are you sure? Here's what I want to announce. This very morning, fear receives its eviction notice from your life. Faith, hope, and love about to move in your human residence, your body, in your life. Fear is a torment. Fear is not only a torment, fear is a tormentor. And you're living in too much of it. I'm afraid I'm going to get sick in my body. Forget it. Stop being afraid. You will. I had a grandfather. Well, I still do. He's in heaven now. His name was Alan Tony. Alan Parsley. He lived with us for a while. He had what in those days they called hardening of the arteries. We know now it's cholesterol buildup in the veins, in the arteries mainly, and mainly of the heart. But every night before he would go to bed, when he lived with us, he would go to the kitchen counter and he would get a blue bottle and he'd open that up and he'd get two tablets out of it. He'd get a glass of water and he'd drop those in there. He called it Alki-Seltzer. Because when you're from Eastern Kentucky, any word that ends with A, you pronounce with an E. So it's not Alka-Seltzer, it's Alki-Seltzer. You with me? He put that in there, pop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. He'd stir that up. He'd drink the whole thing down. One night, my father walked in there and said, Dad, why are you taking the Alka-Seltzer? Do you have a headache? Nope. Well, is your stomach upset? Nope. You got any pain anywhere? Nope. Well, why are you taking the Alka-Seltzer for? So I don't get any. Job said it this way. The thing that I feared the most has come upon me. Fear is the merchandise and the language of hell. Faith, love, hope are the merchandise and language of heaven. Don't live your life within the bumpers of fear. You're not a bowling ball, and you don't need bumpers on your lane. Live life. Live it to the fullest. Live it with gusto. Budweiser knows nothing about it. Miller knows nothing about the high life. That's God's domain. I'm preaching to somebody today. Gambling on football is not the high life. It's the way you lose what your children ought to be having. But you're so selfish. Fear is the silent thief that snakes its way into the darkened chambers of your mind. It whispers words of anxiety and worry into your spirit. Let me make this announcement. Worry is an insult to the God we claim we serve. Stop wringing your pitiful little hands and saying, what am I going to do about this? You've done everything you can do. Belly on up to the throne of prayer and let he who is the God of more than enough, too much, overflow, and double for your trouble meet your need. He said he would. Be seated. Fear shackles your will and your emotion. It makes you do things, behave in ways, speak words that you would never otherwise utter, but fear is at the controls. Fear binds your emotions and paralyzes you. It was John, the beloved disciple, who leaned his head on the very heartbeat of Jesus that declared this. Perfect love. Stop right there and pay close attention. He's not speaking of partial love. There is no if in the love of God. I love you if. Get an eraser. Get it out of your mind. God loves you. God is for you. He makes your enemies your footstool. Love is the hope-filled and conquering love of Jesus Christ. The head of the serpent and father of fear, pierced by his nail-scarred foot. Somebody needs to shout. Love conquers every fear. You'll never make it, says fear, taunting, and love answers, you already have. Fear says you're alone in this stormy tempest. Love shouts back, lo, I am with you always. The cross of Jesus Christ was love's exorcism of fear from every human heart. Heaven's thunderous declaration that faith and fear can never coexist, but are in fact mutually exclusive. If you've got fear, have faith. If you have faith, you have no fear. You fear nothing but God. You don't fear the economy. You don't fear sickness. You don't fear Satan. You don't fear some humpback black cat in a Halloween mask. You don't fear anything. You don't fear when the doctor looks at you and says, Parsley, you've got vocal cord cancer. Had a choice at that point. Throw my hands up in fear, or grab a hold of the horns of the altar and declare my faith. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace is laid upon him, and by and with his stripes I was and I am healed by the power of God. Let faith go to talking. Spurgeon said it this way, the fear of God is the death of every other fear. Like a mighty lion, it chases all lesser beasts of fear out of the forest. Listen to me, when divine love floods your soul. Torment flees. The power of love perfected is not some gentle sentiment. It is the aggressive holy force and fire that breaks every chain, silence every whispering raspy voice of doubt. Dear friend, love conquers fear, and love never ever fails. Give him praise, give him glory. Well, the most joyous time of the year is here, which also means we're on the brink of a brand new year. And I believe it's filled with promise, it's filled with blessing, it's filled with peace, it's filled with protection. But you've got a choice to make. Are you going to choose fear or faith? Will anxiety torment you, or will the peace of God himself flow through you and bless your family and everybody you love? Well, the decision, that's yours. But I'm going to encourage you to choose faith, bold faith, unshakable, mountain-moving faith, because the Holy Spirit spoke to me that in 2026, faith is the antidote to fear. 2026 can become a year of great supernatural breakthrough for you. And remember this, God never responds to a need. A lot of times we need to stop rehearsing the need and start rehearsing the answer. God doesn't respond to needs, you understand? If he did, you'd never have one. But here's what he does respond to, always: faith. He's a faith God. And your seed, faith, taps into heaven's resources. You could just ask my friend Sean and his wife. They wrote to me. They said a hurricane tore through their community in North Carolina. And then the flooding was massive. You remember it. All their furniture was destroyed, and finding a new place to live seemed next to impossible. More than 11,000 rental properties in their single community were damaged. And fear attempted to grip their hearts. But Sean says faith prompted us to sow a seed and express our faith to God. We wanted to move by April 1st, and God did it. But they still needed furniture. A woman approached them, they said, "Listen," with an offer to sell them everything they needed for a third the value, for $3,000. But $3,000 is a lot of dollars when you don't have any dollars. Then God sent a second woman with a word from the Lord, just like I'm bringing you today. And she handed them a check for the exact amount of the furniture. $3,000. You know what? In the midst of every storm, God can. And you know, let me say, God will make a way. Just need to activate your faith. The antidote to fear and lack. There's still time to send your Psalm 91 love gift. And always add your prayer request to be a part of my New Year's Eve countdown to your victory celebration. We're going to put those requests on our altar on New Year's Eve. So call, do it right now, or log on at rodparsley.com, or rush your letter to me in the mail, and believe the promises of Psalm 91. I want to encourage you, read Psalm 91 every night for the next week before you go to bed and believe God with me for you that he will supply every need. Are you ready? I'm ready to agree with you. So adjust your sails now to how God is moving, because his kingdom is always greater than the culture, and his glory outshines the things of this world. So sow that seed faith gift. Do it today, and let's believe God together. I so look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for responding with your Psalm 91 seed or your most generous gift. Let's leave 2025 with a shout and with a seed, and enter 2026 with a great harvest of peace, of protection, and provision.
2026 can be your best year ever as you ignite your faith to blast away fear and walk confidently in victory. Dr. Parsley is standing boldly with you, believing for four God-sent blessings in the new year: power, peace, protection, and provision for every need. Take up the shield of faith and claim God's promised protection. Sow your Psalm 91 seed faith gift today as a declaration that you believe his promises and are ready to receive his blessings. For your generous Psalm 91 seed of $91 or more, you'll receive four powerful resources. Keep your faith strong as you read Psalm 91 from this beautiful print. The book, Fear Not, written specifically to help you and those you love overcome fear. The new four-part video series, Faith, the Antidote to Fear, and To Walk Each Day in Victory. The enhanced and expanded 365-day devotional, Every Day Matters, from Rod and Joni Parsley. And for those special friends who sow $1,000 or more, we've commissioned an exclusive Shield of Faith from the award-winning Wendell August Forge, a stunning work of art that declares God's protection over your home. Please include your prayer requests for the Countdown to Your Victory New Year's Eve service. Call day or night, write, or visit rodparsley.com. Choose faith. It's the antidote to fear.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.